Now we present an encore presentation of Protect Your Assets with David Hollander.
Well, once again, there was no clear catalyst for the market rolling over this week. The Dow Jones was off 4.6% for the week. Haven't seen that for some time. Year-to-date is down 5.7%. S&P off 5.7% for the week, down 7.7% for the year. NASDAQ, off 7.6% for the week. We officially went into correction territory. Year-to-date, NASDAQ's off 12. More about that in a minute. And the 10-year. The 10-year pulled off a little bit. It got a little over 180 and closed at 1.76%. Once again, I keep telling you, oil. Price of oil at $84.25 for the week. Oil was up. You heard me. Up 6.8%. Year to date, oil is up 12%. Talk about diversification. So for the third week in a row, there was some ugly price action in the market as an early effort to try a rally this week faded, and stocks, well, they fell into the horizon and finished near lows, of course. And as far as reasons, which is what I got a lot of questions this week, no shortage of them. That's okay when this stuff starts to happen. I know. What did he say again? Well, let's talk about it. This is officially the market segment. Yes, there were some negative headlines. Specifically, the Senate antitrust bill on technology and chatter about how the Fed might abruptly stop quantitative easing next week. Or I like this one. 50 basis point raise on March 15th. This is what's talking about right now. But there is only one reason stocks are falling. Ready? The Fed, for 14 years, has practiced a policy of gradual change and a strategy of communicating that ensured there was no surprises. Well, for whatever reason, call it inflation, call it politics, some of you will call it something else, the Fed has abandoned that practice, and that's hitting the most expensive part of the market. What am I talking about? High PE tech. This also happens to be the biggest part of the market and the most overowned. So what's going on right now is the plumbing is getting clogged up and Roto-Rooter's coming through. And this is what brought the stocks under pressure. And that pressure is not going to end. You heard me this morning. It's not going to end until the Fed moves back towards providing more gradual guidance and consistent messaging about what they're going to do. Now, I think the Fed's going to do this eventually because they see what's happening to the market right now. And as the declines continue, it's going to hopefully wake them up. But let me tell you this. First of all, I don't want you to fear the March rate hike. I agree. I think they're going to do it. But I don't think that a tighter policy is going to bring about, listen to me closely, the next economic or stock market recession. I don't see that word yet. Said correction, you heard me, but not recession. And that's because the run-up to this first hike is accompanied usually by a rocky patch, which is what you're in right now. And during the last four times we've seen this, 1994, which is when I started in the business, 1999, 2004, 2015, I've had the general luck to be through all these. The median move in the S&P 500 in the 3 months following the first rate hike was down 1.6%. But get this, 6 months out from that first raise, the median gain for the S&P 500 was 7.4%. So it shows you it takes time for the market to adjust to what's going on. Now, I'm not saying right now that inflation is not running too hot, because it is. And Fed tightening cycles are usually born by this sort of expansion. And that should be the case here in 2022. In all but one, remember the tech bubble pop in 2000? Fed cycles in the last 40 years, the stock market rose double digits over the 2 years following the first rate hike. So I think we are still ways away from the Fed ruining the Tea Party. And so I think that overall we're looking pretty good. Now, why do I say that? How do you know, Dave? Well, you got to look at the economy. And this last week we had the Philly Fed. I'm not talking about Philly cheesesteak. I'm not talking about cream cheese, even though I like both those things in moderation, because I'm only allowed to do that in moderation, because people need me around. Anyway, I'm sorry, I just digressed. It's the chaga this morning. Anyway, the Philly Fed this week, which shows general business activity going on, jumped by almost 8 points. We had a solid reading in January of 23.2, and new orders rose another 4.2 points for a respectable 17.9. All that means is, bottom line, that was a solid print. And right now that manufacturing is growing. It's strong. It's a good number. It's all we can look at is what's going on, these tests. So what now? I hear you. What do I do now, Dave? Well, this 6% pullback in the S&P 500 is underpinned by what? What's causing this? It's the tech sector. This was the largest source of gains for that index last year, because the tech right now is the largest weight in the S&P 500. And tech is the hardest hit asset when rates rise. I've said this over and over and over again. Go back and listen to all the market segments so far this year. I've warned you about this. So what do you do? Value. Value continues to outperform growth, and I like that. And I continue to recommend an overweight allocation to value, because I think that cyclical asset classes and sectors are going to benefit from the second wind that's coming. It's out there. You can see the wind. I see the trees right now. They're moving around. The winds are changing. And when you have moderate inflation, when the supply chain bottleneck starts to clear, and you have these improving employment conditions, then I like all that.
You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Radio Network.